This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos at the Wall Street Journal in New York. The Senate Intelligence Committee has released the results of its years-long investigation into Russia's social media influence operations during the 2016 presidential election. We're digging into what's in that report, plus the report's recommendation for big tech ahead of the 2020 election. That's after these tech headlines. Facebook's Libra is hitting some roadblocks in Europe. The European Union will introduce legislation aimed at preventing Facebook's proposed digital currency from undermining the euro and being used as a money laundering tool. This represents one of the toughest regulatory responses so far. Financial regulators say they are worried that Libra poses a systemic risk to the euro, given the size of the companies behind the payment network. A top European Commission official is calling for regulation to ensure financial and monetary stability. Separately, the European Commission has launched a preliminary inquiry into concerns that Libra could drive out competitors. Oracle says it plans to hire roughly 2,000 employees around the world as it ramps up its cloud computing offerings. Oracle says the new jobs include roles in software development, cloud operations, and business operations. The positions will be at its locations in Seattle, the San Francisco Bay Area, India, as well as in new data centers. In the past, Oracle has struggled to compete with Microsoft, Amazon, and Salesforce in this sector. Notably, cloud computing, where companies rent out data storage and processing power on demand, has become one of the most hotly contested battlegrounds for tech firms. And gamers, get ready for the PlayStation 5. Sony says it's got a next-generation video game console coming at the end of 2020. They say the new console will come with super-realistic graphics and something called ray tracing, which will simulate how light shines and reflects off of objects in a fast-moving scene. Sony says the console will also allow for a fast boot-up of games, and its controllers will have a more advanced form of rumbling feedback. But Sony won't be alone. Rival Microsoft has said it will release its next-generation Xbox, codenamed Project Scarlet, by the end of next year as well. Coming up, what a bipartisan report released by the Senate Intelligence Committee tells us about how the U.S. can prepare for foreign interference in the 2020 election. A Senate investigation of Russia's media influence operations in the 2016 election was released on Tuesday, and in the bipartisan report are a litany of recommendations for tech companies, government agencies, as well as lawmakers to better guard against future attempts to use the internet against American voters. Here to talk about the findings is Wall Street Journal reporter Georgia Wells, joining us from our San Francisco booth. Hey, Georgia.
Hey, Tanya.
So the report's findings seem to mirror conclusions reached by U.S. intelligence agencies nearly 3 years ago. However, the official findings of this Senate report tells us what? What's new here?
There's a little bit of a new attention on Google and YouTube for the role that they played when the kind of Russian propaganda campaign was spreading information and the different platforms they turned to. In the report, senators described YouTube as the propaganda vehicle of choice for Russia's state-sponsored news organization, RT. And then also the report gets into Google's search algorithm and the extent to which bad actors can, you know, attempt to manipulate it. And so in the report, they said that Google's search algorithm can elevate extremist content or disinformation to the top of searches. And so they actually provided an example where days after the 2016 election, there was a falsified media account that claimed that Trump had won the popular vote. And that fake news account briefly ranked higher on Google than stories that accurately reported the U.S. popular vote, which was won by Hillary Clinton.
You know, we heard so much about Facebook and Twitter in the past. It's interesting to learn a little bit more of the extent. What's also new here are the recommendations for, you know, government and lawmakers as well, but in particular for tech companies.
Yeah. So one was the report recommended that Congress consider ways to, like, facilitate cooperation between the social media companies and government agencies. And the purpose of that, they said, was to kind of encourage greater information sharing between these public and private sectors. And that's one thing that the tech companies have been tripping over, because that in some ways can contradict their efforts to guard the privacy of their users. So, for example, there's a professor at Stanford University who studies the effect of social media on democracy. He said that privacy concerns have hampered the efforts of these tech companies to share data with outside researchers because they don't want to provide data on individuals. That's one of the things that these recommendations will have to reconcile.
Right. Congress obviously now has to establish guardrails. What would that mean, and how would social media then have to comply?
Yeah, I mean, like, broadly, this report is coming at a time when there's kind of increasing scrutiny around foreign influence in U.S. politics. And people remember, like, President Trump is facing an impeachment inquiry stemming from this call with the Ukrainian president. And tech companies and federal agencies, they're making strides in collaborating on addressing foreign interference since the last election. But now, clearly, like, there's a lot of scrutiny and all eyes are on 2020. And if there ends up being significant interference, I think we could expect to see a lot of finger pointing.
Do you could this mean the adoption of any new regulations anytime soon? Have we gotten into just what that could mean just yet?
Facebook and Google are the subject of, like, numerous investigations right now. And so this is the type of thing that I think regulators will certainly be keeping in mind as they're planning their next actions.
Well, I think what we can really take away as well is that these entities have to work together, the tech companies, the government agencies, lawmakers. You know, therein lies the challenge.
Yeah, 100%, because increasingly lawmakers seem to be thinking that they can't leave it to tech companies to sort out what happens next. Senator Mark Warner, he said, "We cannot expect social media companies to take adequate precautions on their own."
Absolutely. I think that's sort of a good place to leave it. So we'll see what happens next. But this was obviously a long time coming. So it's very interesting to learn the new findings here. Georgia Wells, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tanya.
And that is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in the newsroom at The Wall Street Journal.